Blackstone Audio presents Ambrosia by Roseanne Kohaki. This book is read by Susan Boyce.
Prologue. Manhattan, Autumn, 1859. Aaron Rambert stared at the house, at the single dim light that glowed from within on the moonless night. The wind howled through the barren trees, whisking leaves about in eerie circles in the darkness. The house seemed out of place in the darkness, its light warm and beckoning, a reminder to any who passed by that the man who lived here was a doctor, accustomed to visitors late at night, accustomed to being roused from sleep to tend to another's needs. Aaron had watched that house for over an hour now, had waited until all but that single light was extinguished. His lip curled in disdain. Hatred had brought him here, the hatred and jealousy of a lifetime. He took a flask from his shirt pocket and drew a long swallow. Now the solution seemed so simple, so easy, and so perfect a revenge. A fire. A terrible fire would sweep through Drayton's house. No one would get out alive. Aaron took one last swig of whiskey and tethered his horse to a tree a few hundred yards from the house. He made his way stealthily toward it, remembering the fires he had set as a child. He had been very good at setting them. They had burned strong and bright, and no one ever suspected that anyone had set them at all. A lamp fallen from a table, they said, when he set a fire in his stepfather's study. A cigar tossed thoughtlessly into a stack of hay, they said, when he'd set fire to the stable to kill his stepfather's favorite stallion.